Welcome to Bookish Podcast with Kath and Al, a podcast about books-ish. A quick disclaimer before we start, there may be some spoilers, so please save the episode for later if you don't want any. And also, please follow us on social at We Are Bookish Pod. We hope you enjoy.
Have a jolly, early Christmas. La 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 la. La la, I don't know the lyrics. Hello.
It wouldn't be a wrap-up episode without a little sing-song from Ellie. Thanks for that.
Merry, happy Christmas.
Kwanzaa, actually, you know, when I was editing the last episode, I was like, you were singing in it, and I was like, you sang for ages. I think we were trying to find something, and you were just, or maybe it's when, I think I went to get water or something, and you were just singing for like 30 seconds. Oh, dear.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Happy Christmas.
Kwanzaa and Hanukkah. any other dominion you might worship.
I was going to say. Any holiday you're celebrating over the next 3 months.
Birthdays.
Happy that.
Yes, guys. This isn't your usual
Happy New Year.
Episode.
No.
This is an M&S.
Lucky for you guys.
But this is an M&S episode. No, it's like, this isn't your usual.
Other supermarkets are available. But if you want the Christmas Percy Pig things, they're a bit gross. Like, not the Percy Pigs. Not the Percy Pigs with Christmas hats on, but like the other, like Percy Pig's friends, like the reindeer and the elves. They're a bit gross. I think the reindeer is meant to be Coca-Cola flavoured. Well, if they're not, they taste like Coke. You know, like Coke sweets, like Coke bottles. That's what they taste like. But they're not very nice, because they're not the same texture. I just would not recommend. Love a Percy Pig, but Percy's friends, not so great. So, yeah. But anyway, we're going to talk to you today about the year that we've had. We're going to talk about our favourite books that we've read, our favourite things we've seen on Netflix, like our Spotify Wrapped, you know, just in case you want to know all these things about us, guys. Obviously, that's why you listen to us.
It's like getting to know you, getting to know all about you session. Yeah,
very that. I think we should start with books because we are book-ish, you know?
Yeah.
We do the books and then the ish.
So, okay, what did you like reading? So how many books have you read this year? How's your Goodreads goals going? And what was the favourite? What was your favourite? What would you recommend,
guys,
to a friend?
This year, I've got 6 books left to read. It's the 15th of December, and I've got 6 books left to read to meet my target of 52. So I've read 46. And I'm reading The Hunting Party at the moment by Lucy Foley. And it's just really hard to get into. And I'm like, maybe I should just sack this off because I've got 6 books to read. Yeah. I spoke to my dad. I was like, Dad, he was like, you can do that. Because I guess over Christmas, I'm not going to be doing much.
Yeah, exactly.
So, like, I'm hoping to, like, speed through a couple of, like, thrillers or something to make it up. But, yeah, so I've read 46 so far. Hopefully we'll finish it, but I'm not confident. And also, don't want to stress about it because Christmas is nice. I want to see my family, hopefully, touch wood, we'll be getting home. So, yeah. But best things I've read. The Vanishing Half, because I read that this year.
Oh, yeah, you did. I forget.
So that's definitely high on my list. What else? Let's see.
The whole episode on The Vanishing Half, by the way. So we probably won't go in too deep about that book in particular because we've done that for episodes X, yeah. Y, and Z. I can't remember what number it is. So go have a look in the back catalogue if you want our thoughts on that book.
Yes. Other things that I really liked. I read The Hate You Give by Angie Thomas. Right. I thought that was really
Have you spoken about that? Do you want to go into it a little bit more?
I think I spoke about it briefly, but basically it's a YA fiction set in the States, and it's like all about like racial inequalities, discrimination, racism, like, but it's like explains stuff really well. Like if you want some entry level, like I need to learn, like sorry, I keep losing my voice every time I record this happens. but yeah, it's like it explains stuff like really explicitly, obviously, because it's like for young adults. So, but yeah, and you really root for the characters. So, really like that. I really liked Piranesi, or Piranesi, however you say it.
That's the Women's Prize shortlist winner. Do you want to talk us through that a little bit? I haven't read it yet. It's on my shelf with its lovely blue pages.
Yeah, it's like a fantasy novel, and like that this guy called Piranesi is trapped in like this massive house basically, and it's all about that. So I won't say any more because I don't want to spoil it for you, because you like you have to like find out why he's there kind of thing.
He's trapped in a house.
A house, yeah.
House in quotation marks.
Yeah. Yeah.
Should let Ellie stop. I'm not spoiling this.
Yeah, you have to read it. I don't want to spoil it for anyone because it's a really good book. And it's not very long.
How long is it?
It's only like 200 pages or something. So it's really hard to get into. You're like, what the fuck? But then, like, it's really
good.
Why
is that? Just because of, like, structure, writing, or just the story?
Yeah, like, you're just a bit confused as to what's going on.
Right.
Like, you're like, what? Who? Where are they? So, yeah. And then, I guess, like, I've read some weird books this year.
Go on, tell us.
So I read Earthlings, which, like, she's not okay. Like, that's not... The book's got, like, incest in it. Like, yeah, all sorts of, like, weird, crazy themes.
Is it fictional?
Like, yeah, yeah, yeah. It's like a... Yeah. And, like, also, like, there's, like, child abuse as well. Mm. It's, like, really horrible. So didn't rate that, I have to say. I wouldn't recommend that to anyone. What else?
I always find it really hard when it's themes of, like, child abuse and stuff like that. So I end up just not finishing or racing through it. I find that a really hard theme to read, for me personally.
Yeah.
It's too unsettling for me.
Yeah, that's fair. I mean, yeah. I also... We read The Bloody Chamber... for book club.
Fucking hated
which
it.
Ridiculous.
Hated it.
Like, what is that book? And also, like, I put it on my Instagram and people were like, yeah, I think it's one of those rare books that's actually better if you study it. So
can I interject with something about something terrible we read this year? So I've just gone on Goodreads because I'm gonna get my list up, and Kath, if you remember, we were talking about our good friend Catherine, who's going to write the sequel to The Family Upstairs. But before she gets to that, well, another sequel, because obviously The Family Upstairs 2 has officially got one. But before she gets to that, she's going to write a sequel to The Watchmaker of Filigree Street, which is something we've...
Was that this year that we read that?
Yeah, it was this year.
I think I might have read it in 2020, though, because we did it...
I read it in 21. Because I'd read A Little Life and then gone to that and was like, what the fuck?
Hold on, let me see if I read it this year.
Because I've just gone on Goodreads and Catherine's updated her status on the second book. 10%.
I did read it this year. Oh, God.
I've read a lot of shit books this year.
Okay, so, like, I think a lot of people do like this book, The Watchmaker of Filigree Street. Like, it has got good reviews. So we were, like, excited about it. And, like, one of our other friends, like, got recommended it in Waterstones. That's why we did it for book club, because she was like, oh, this guy recommended this to me in Waterstones. So we were like, okay. And, like, my brother's girlfriend's read it. I think she really liked it. Like, yeah. It was wild. Like, the storyline went all over the place. Like, the setting was, like, weird. And then I got an email a couple of weeks ago from The Guardian saying that the author's doing a masterclass and so I want to go.
No.
I was like, I'm really sorry. Like, I know a lot of people love your books and I'm sure, like, you're obviously a great writer because you've written a novel and it got published. That's like, you know, there's that thing in The Family Upstairs where it's like, any published novel is a good novel because somebody liked it, right? But, like, I was like, I screenshot it and sent it to the girls and I was like, no, I'm not going to spend money on this masterclass.
No. So my issue was I thought the stuff at the beginning when it was, like, this part of London and this time and they're talking about, like, when there was conflict with the Irish and that kind of stuff and bombings and stuff, I thought that was really interesting. And then to use that to lean into maybe some stuff that happens with other ethnic minorities that you wouldn't necessarily, you know, when we did all our trading with like East India and stuff like that. I thought, great, because I love Philip Pullman's like Sally Lockhart series for the exact same reason. So I was like, oh, cool, we're going to really dive into that. And then it just takes a left turn, disregards everything that she set up in the beginning, and then doesn't, I was just like, oh, it's about, what was it even about?
I couldn't tell
about
you.
The watchmaker and his relationship with Nathaniel, I don't care about spoiling this story. The watchmaker and his relationship with Nathaniel, I thought was very lovely. That was probably the only thing about the book that I actually really liked.
And we loved Katsu.
But the bit with the girl that then pretends to be with Nathaniel, but then can't read in between the lines of what's going on with Nathaniel, and I know he shortens his name, but Nathaniel and the watchmaker, and then she gets really horrible and angsty against the watchmaker, and I'm like, but I don't understand why you're jealous, because you never had that relationship with Nathaniel in the first place. How she could have read that.
You're bringing it all back to me. I just
there was lots of things, and then it was obvious that she had a better connection with her mate, the rich guy.
Also, I feel like we were like heading back into lockdown. I think we even were back into lockdown, and we were all just a bit like, here we go again, and all just a bit loopy anyway.
Yeah.
And then just reading this book, like, what?
And then the watchmaker was magical, but not magical, but could predict time, but couldn't, like, she never really explained what essence or magic the watchmaker had, just that he had it, and then how it influenced things. It sounds better. Yeah. I'm making it sound good.
It's not.
Yeah. Well, okay, what was your favourite book that you read?
Oh my
God. To be fair, I agree with you. I haven't read that many books that have been like, this is amazing.
I've really struggled this year. So I'm 4 off my target. My target is a lot less than Kath, because for me, I have to be realistic about what I can do in a year.
But also, as we also say a lot, you watch so much more than me.
Yeah, to be fair.
Like, I just don't have any, like, I'm always like behind the times on every single series ever. So like,
yeah,
we have different ways to spend our time.
So I said, so last year my goal was 30. I did that, but we had a lot of time in lockdown last year to be able to read it, and then to read a lot. And then also I just wanted to be able to just relax into reading. I didn't want to have any goals or pressures. So like two a month was more than fine for me. So I set mine to 25. I'm 4 off my target. I am currently reading the Christmas in Little Penhaven, which is, in the UK, there's a shop called The Works. It sells lots of odds and ends, but lots of really sort of like cringy, romantic type, easy read books that aren't
like
necessarily
very chick lit.
Yes. Not necessarily always the best literature, but
I don't really like that phrase, like chick lit, like as if it's like, but like that's like, if you think of that phrase and you think of books associated with that, then yeah.
It's very easy reading kind of book. We're doing it for our book club. I haven't had time to sit down and properly read this week.
I've read 10 pages of it, and it's wild.
I just think that I'm 50 pages in, and I just feel like, I don't know. I've not read enough of it to have it. I'm sort of invested. It's one of those where you could probably read it in a day. I just haven't had a day to sit down and read it. So
yeah, that's what I intend on doing. Like, I'm going to try and finish The Hunting Party. I don't know if anyone else has read it, but it's got such good reviews, and so is The Guest List. But I'm struggling so much. There's so many characters, and it keeps jumping between time. But the time is literally 3 days difference, like basically before the murder and after. Because it's no secret someone gets murdered. That's the premise of the book. But like, I'm so confused all the time. Like, who the hell is this girl? You know?
Yeah.
So I'm trying to get through that.
So yeah, I'm currently reading Christmas in Little Penhaven. But this year I have listened to a lot more audiobooks. So while I'm reading Christmas in Little Penhaven, if I'm doing on my commutes, if they're quite short commutes, I've been listening to audiobooks on Audible, and this is not sponsored by Audible or anything. They don't know that we exist.
Imagine.
Could you imagine? They don't know that we exist. But if you do, if you're an Audible listener, if you work at Amazon, I'm currently listening to Will by Will Smith. What I've realised I enjoyed listening to on audiobooks is people's memoirs, because very often they'll be the ones to read it. His has been very good so far. I'm like six chapters in. It's like 16 hours long, so it's a long one. And it's good because it's very long. I don't know if I'm going to finish it before Christmas, because I only listen to it on commutes and I'm not really going anywhere.
Well, like, don't you listen to stuff when you're, like, cleaning and whatever?
Yeah, but normally, like, music or podcasts. I probably wouldn't listen to an audiobook if I was cleaning.
Yeah. My brother was telling me, actually, when I spoke to him the other day, that he's been listening to... He's listened to, like, four audiobooks, like, while he's at work.
Yeah.
Like, he does... he, like, drives the van around sometimes, but he's not... That's, like, part of his job, and... He listens to...
I was listening to the Receipts podcast while I was working yesterday. I was just like... I needed something like easy breezy to listen to, just a little bit, yeah.
Yeah.
And they had Jade, is it LB, that wrote Keisha the Scat on. That's why I listened to that episode, because massive fan.
By the way, have you got that?
No, I haven't got it. No, I was like going to buy it when it came out. And then I was like, God damn, I haven't done it yet.
Do you know what? I wish I knew that, because I saw it and I was like, I'm going to buy this for Ellie for Christmas. And then I was like, I bet she's fucking
no, I haven't got it.
I'm not gonna buy it. And then I almost bought her Will, but for Will Smith. And then she was like, I'm listening to it. I'm like, oh, I'm blessed.
It's very good. It's very good. So talking about Will, it's very good. It obviously, it's his life in his own terms. Right now, I'm at the part where he's starting his rap career, starting to pick up with DJ Jazzy Jeff. So like, he had a very interesting childhood. And then
is it like his life?
Yeah.
Is it like okay,
so cool. Like,
I might, do you know what, I'm tempted to read it.
It's very good. And like, I know that I keep saying like the Audible one, but like also because he talks about the music and the things that inspired him, the things that got him there, they put that into the audiobook. So you it's sort of like it's all part of the, I guess, this part of the storytelling, the music as well.
Yeah.
So I highly recommend listening to it.
I cancelled my Prime recently.
But you don't get Audible on Prime. Do you? No.
Don't you get a free one?
Oh, they do, like, maybe a slightly different special offer. You can get £7 cash back and something else via our LifeWorks at work on Audible.
Okay, maybe I'll do it then. Because I'm yet to, like, properly invest in an audiobook. But maybe I'll try it with this if it's like a different experience to listen to.
Yeah,
it.
I do that. And then the second one I recommend, which I also really liked this year, was an audiobook, which was Green Lights, which I spoke about earlier, with Matthew McConaughey. Again, fantastic storyteller. I didn't rate him. I just didn't have like a... He was like, yeah, House of Lisa Guy in 10 Gays and other films that he's been in and been like, yeah, I like Matthew McConaughey, but I really rate him now. And it's really interesting because they've had such interesting childhoods. They've had such interesting relationships with their fathers. They are really like reason them why their parents are the reason they are the men they are today, how they've been raised, their humble beginnings, like that kind of stuff. Interesting. If you're going to listen to anything, I would listen to them. I think I might do Dave Grohl next. I'll have to see, because I don't like to buy more audiobooks than I'm listening to. Does that make sense?
In
terms of things I've read this
is it still in hardback?
What's that? Green Lights?
This book.
No, it should be in paper. I've seen it in paperback.
Okay.
And in terms of things I've read this year, two, one of them's an episode, what we've done. It was like two episodes back. So definitely go read The Girl with the Louding Voice. I absolutely love that.
Yeah, solid. I really like that one, actually.
I started the year reading A Little Life. I gave it 5 stars on Goodreads. It's really difficult. It's not something that I would recommend necessarily because it's a challenging read. I still don't know really. I gave it 5 stars because I think Hanya Yannick-Kihara is a great writer. She's great in terms of character development. I think it's a really challenging read that, and I wouldn't necessarily go read it, but I would just check the trigger warnings and then be sure that you're okay with it, because I had a very violent reaction to one part of the book. And I think at the time I was very unwell as well, do you remember? So like my gag reflex was on point.
Ellie was really poorly.
I was really poorly when I read it. So and make sure that you're in a good headspace if you're going to read it. But I wouldn't recommend, this is not me recommending it.
Basically, don't read it.
Don't read it if you're vulnerable.
I had it on my bookshelf. Someone that we work with lent it to me, like literally pre-COVID. I left it in my locker at work. So I like retrieved it when we went back to the office, and I still haven't read it.
And then the last one, I just finished reading His Only Wife.
Oh yeah, you need to lend that to
me. Yes, I do. I really enjoyed that. Really, really enjoyed it, by Pise Adozo Medi. And I also went to a book club with her after it, so I was reading it for an online book club. Fantastic, really enjoyed it. What was it? And people were asking about, like, why did you end it the way that you did? Like, it's great because what they do is they set it up so you never really meet the other wife, and it's about being his only, like, you never really meet the other person, the other woman, but they tell her story through a different character. Like, you get elements of what or how her understanding or what her point of view might be from another woman in a similar situation. So I really enjoyed it, and I would recommend to a friend. And I think it was on Reese Witherspoon's one. Other than that, didn't really enjoy much else. Oh, they were fine. Some were good.
I've read a few books that were like, all right, like The Road Trip by Beth O'Leary was fine, not as good as The Flat Shirt or The Switch, but it was fine, enjoyed it, like that's
sort of easygoing book, if you just want a light read, Vivian's Heavenly Ice Cream Shop will do that. Do you remember when I finished it and I was like, I want to read the next one? It's like the works type book, but it was perfectly delightful.
I actually have three more books that I want to say, like, three short words.
Yes,
on.
Go.
So the first one being Because of You by Dawn French. That book is
wild. Oh yeah, I got you there.
Ellie got me it for my birthday because it was shortlisted for the Women's Prize.
Longlisted.
It is longlisted, sorry. Yeah. It's great. It's insane. I was like, what did I just read? I don't want to say anything because there is like a big thing that happens at the end that would just fully ruin the whole book for anyone. But like,
every time I saw you, you were like, I don't know what I'm reading. I don't understand. What am I reading? Every time.
Basically, like, I literally read most of it like on like a Saturday morning. I was like, I need to find out what happens in this book. Like, it's so far-fetched, it's ridiculous.
Can we do a swap? So I'll give you His Only Wife and you give me Because of You.
Yeah. So that one, wild. And then I also want to say Love and Colour.
Short story. Did you finish that?
That you bought for me for Christmas. Literally so good. Like, so good. Would really, 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 really recommend it. Amazing. And then the last one is Exciting Times. That's quite good if you like Sally Rooney. I quite enjoyed that one. So I think I gave it like 4 stars. It's not like as good. Like, I don't know, it's different, but I did quite enjoy that one.
Yeah.
So if you like Sally Rooney, it's a similar vibe. So yeah.
Oh, one last one, and I know you've got it to read. I read Clara and the Sun this year. It's made a lot of lists.
Oh yeah.
I think it's got some interesting points. My housemate read it. I thought that would be right up her street, and she just didn't like it.
Really?
Yeah. I still don't know quite what I think about it. I think I just gave it a middle of the road 3 because I actually didn't enjoy reading it at all. I found it quite hard to fall into. But I do think it has...
We're going to do an episode, I think,
aren't we? Yeah, we should do. I think it's got some quite interesting themes that could be discussed at a wider level, so I can understand. And I do think that the protagonist's voice is quite distinctive, so I do understand why or how, like, it's made a lot of lists. But I don't know, the jury was out on a lot of everything I've read this year. I've not actually given many a lot any ratings where I didn't know really? Where to put stuff. Yeah.
Well, what are you looking forward to reading next year? Because I've got a couple of things that I'm really looking forward to reading. I need to just do it.
Ooh, so actually, I've got a few memoirs. I'm not like, I know that they're putting up lists and stuff for next year. I've got a few memoirs. So actually, I went to the book bar the other day. This is not spoiling anything. And I got Emily Ratajkowski. I'm just showing it because it's just here. I got Emily
Ratajkowski. It looks really pretty.
Drowsky's book. You know, My Body, her memoir.
That's meant to be really good.
Yes. And there's people in the Goodreads comments that are just hateful. And it's just like...
Really?
Yeah, some people... It's meant to be really good. There are people that are like very... have given her very good reviews. And then you get that one person that gives it a one and then says something stupid like, how can she say that when she's made all of her fame off this and she's the... Like, just because someone's in a position... or whatever position they may find themselves in, doesn't negate their experiences, doesn't mean that they're not allowed an opinion. It's so ridiculous.
Also, she's under the, like, she's...
just be-
it must. I can't imagine her life is that easy, actually, just because she's rich.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, basically.
Obviously, her life is very easy in many ways, but, like, I imagine her relationship with her body... is very complicated.
Yeah, and you're allowed to have that. You're allowed to have a complicated... Just because you're famous doesn't negate you from having real life problems or like, not everything just is...
It's almost like she's aware of her privilege as well.
I think...
Like, as long as she's like, yeah, then it's fine.
All the balance reviews were like, she's very aware of what, of like... where she can't, what's going.
Well, let me know. Maybe I'll borrow it off you after you've read it.
So, they gave me lots of, so I've got that.
In our shared library.
I've got, I want to read the Dave Grohl one because I'm all in memoirs at the moment, but I haven't picked it up. And then I don't actually have any in terms of like actual books other than The Family Upstairs too.
You should read, I think I gave you Exciting Times.
Yes, it's on my shelf to read.
Because I'd be really interested to see your opinion. And also, I'll lend you Ruth... what's it called? Because of You.
Ah, Dawn French.
I think, yeah, you'll get through it quickly and you'll be like, what the fuck?
What did I just read?
Maybe we should do an episode on it.
And then there's a few more, but I shan't talk about it. But yeah, what about you?
So I am excited to read, I still haven't read Unsettled Ground by Claire Fuller.
Yes.
And I really love her other books. I haven't got around to it. When I tried to read it before, it wasn't quite what I was looking for at that time. So I'm really looking forward to that. And also Bewilderment.
Yes. Oh my God. Yes. I did want to read Bewilderment. I forgot about that.
Because good old Tom got it for me for Christmas.
Yes, Tom.
And he managed to get, we did like stock, I know it's before Christmas, but we're not going to see each other, so that's why we've done Christmas already. He found it, like, you know, airport paperbacks, you know, like the Sally Rooney ones we've got. He found it on eBay in paperback, so he bought it for me, which is so cute, because he was like, see, I listen to you. So I'm excited to read that, and it's in paperback. And also my housemate just lent me City of Girls.
Oh, yes. Yes.
So I'm excited to read that as well. Oh, and also High Fidelity, because I've never read it. And I'm like...
Nick Hornby?
Yeah, I've never read it. So I also got lent that the other day. So then I'm looking forward to reading.
Yeah, I forgot about Bewilderment. When we went to the Booker Prize, of all the books that they were talking about, that was... And they had the... Was it Foyles? What's the shop next to... the South Bank, is it Foils or Waterstones?
Foils, yeah.
So they had them set up. They're owned by the same people, who knows. I don't know why I was like, we need to distinguish this. It's the same. It's the same group. So they were set up and the guy that was telling, I would recommend this, really was like, Bewilderment is fantastic. It's probably not going to win because everyone knew it was going to be Damon, which is also on my list. But he was just like, it's just so beautiful.
Yeah.
So that one, when we went there, that one, Bewilderment, was it The Promise? The Damon Girl?
Yep. Yeah, The Promise. Yeah.
And there was one other that I wanted to read.
The Fortune Man was one I want to read.
Yeah.
But they're all hardbacks at the moment, so. The one I wasn't that keen on was the... Is it called, like, The Circle?
Mm. The Monster
Because it just looks...
One.
Yeah, it just looks so long.
Yeah.
And I know that sounds really silly, but, like, I want someone to read it first and be like, this is worth it. And then I'll be like, okay, I'll read it.
So, in my head, if I'd got my goal done for Goodreads, what I would have done would then be, like, so the same way that I did with The Little Love, because it's really big, it's, like, 700 pages.
I would have done it at the end.
So my plan was I'm going to read all the 25 books and then I was going to start either a really big one because I've got the time or something a little bit more. Like, I want to read Lord of the Rings. I haven't done that yet. I've only read The Hobbit. So just to do that at the end because then I've got no pressure.
Yeah.
And then I would have finished it into the new year and that would be, like, my first book done.
That is the problem with setting a reading goal, though. Because you're like, I don't want to read this book because it's going to put me behind schedule, which is obviously so stupid. Like, just it's kind of like that's the issue with
yeah,
it. I kind of this year was just like, I don't really care that much anymore. Like, last year I did it for the first time. So I was like, okay, I need to reach my goal. But this year I'm like, I started reading Shantaram because I was like, I don't really care. But then it's just Shantaram is so long and so heavy. I just keep giving up with it. I've tried to read it like four times.
See, that would be one. It's like 900 pages, right? That would be one that I'd read in that little really weird bit in the year, because then I know that I could probably polish off, like, my reading way. I could maybe do it in like a week. Just over 100 pages a day, 150-200 at a push. But yeah.
Well, you might finish your challenge if you've got two books on the go. How many books do you need to read?
I need to finish Sally Rooney and I'm halfway through. And I've got that Essays by Hanif Adura-Kib, can't say his name, which is basically, it's a bunch of essays and he uses music to talk about, I guess, the socio-political thing, like, going on at the time and also, like his growing up and his beliefs and stuff. So it's really interesting. It's quite deep. He's like a massive music fan, so he was talking about going to a Carly Rae Jepsen concert. He was talking about being like, and like what it means, like how she, I'm gonna completely murder like what, how good this book is in my explanation, but he talks about being like a heavy metal fan as a black man. He talks about like being a Carly Rae Jepsen fan and what it means, like what pop and fandom and what she does for pop, that culture and that genre of music that other pop artists doesn't do. It's very good. Yeah. If you're like really big on music.
Okay, that sounds really interesting. Yeah. That sounds like something my dad would really like as well. Can you send me the name?
Yeah. It's called They Won't... I can tell you what it's called.
Yeah. But yeah, send me the name. And yeah. But we've...
It's called They Can't Kill Us Until They Kill Us.
Okay. I might get it for him for Christmas because I still need to get my dad something. Hopefully he doesn't listen to this before Christmas.
It's got 4.58 out of... it's very highly rated on Goodreads.
That's good.
Yeah. But, that's it. So I actually do think I can do it if I knuckle down.
I think you can too. I don't think I can, but maybe.
Maybe.
Maybe I'll just, like, force myself to, like...
Also, I could just read Michaela Cole's one. It's, like, 100 pages and finish a comic book. That could be my easy wins.
I have a comic to read, so
you got Captain Marvel, don't you?
Yeah, I'm well excited.
If you're gonna go down this, I would definitely recommend Batman.
I'm gonna try. Like, yeah, I'm gonna see how I get on.
What's it called? Batman Something One. Oh, it's so good.
But yeah, so okay, yes. So now we talked about books for like longer than we intended to. I mean, this is why we started the podcast, because me and Ellie were like just chatting about books like that for like hours on end during lockdown. Like, have you read this? Have you read this? Oh, this is actually really good. What was your Spotify Wrapped like? Because we did talk about our halfway through the year only Spotify only you, which was quite funny, and we did put Spotify Wrapped on Instagram if you were paying attention.
Yeah,
so
we did a little music quiz. Who did what? My friends don't know me because the one there was like a few that was like, yeah, Ellie picked Taylor Swift. No, I am not a Swiftie. Although I did see, I saw Willow on my Wrapped. I was like, I didn't even realize that was her. So fucking hell. My Spotify...
Can I just say, right, there was... there was one song by Ed Sheeran that I really liked this year, and then in the, and it made it into my playlist. And I got get this stupid message from him every time I listen to my top 2021 songs. I get this stupid message from Ed Sheeran. I'm like, I'm not that much of an Ed Sheeran fan to want to listen to your voice every time I listen to this playlist. And then, like, surely I can turn that off or delete that from my playlist.
Stop. Stop.
I can't. I can't with him. Like,
I'm trying to find my rap. Did I just delete it? I must have deleted it. I did.
Well, shall I say my I listened to music for 81,631 minutes, which is actually a bit insane. So I was in the top, that's more than 98% of other listeners in the UK, which I was quite proud of, I'm not going to lie to you. I just always have my headphones in, like my housemate will be like, she'll shout bye to me and I just won't hear her and she's like, oh, she's got her headphones in. It's like when I first moved in, she was like a bit confused. I was like, no, I just always have my headphones in.
Yeah.
My parents used to get well annoyed at me when I was younger. They'd be like shouting me down and I just wouldn't hear them. And my audio aura was good vibes and wistful, whatever the hell that means. But good vibes I'm here for.
I listened to 24,000 minutes. That's more than 80% of other listeners in the UK. My audio aura is energy and bold, and I think that's right because in my top songs, number two is Smack a Bitch by Rico Nasty. So yeah. Also on there, number three, Fuck With Myself, Banks.
Good.
So that's the state of my life right now. Yeah, sure.
Did someone hurt you?
So that's about her just being like, yeah, I masturbate. Yeah, sure. More with myself more than anyone else. Yeah, she's just like, yes. Demons was number five. I really like that song. I heard it on Loki originally. And it's just like, please excuse me, I've got demons in my head kind of thing. Like, I thought it was cool. And then number four was Two Sides. I heard a YouTuber use it on, like, to play out the end of their outro, their video. And I just like, this is a bop. Let me find
this. I love it when you hear a song and you're like, yeah.
And he was only number four. It's very surprised. I wasn't actually very surprised. And then number one was Rose Golden by Kid Cudi. And Kid Cudi actually made my, like, top artist. No, he did it. Yes, he did. He was number two. Number one was Drake, and I felt like I didn't really listen to Drake himself that much this year. So that means he's on a lot of to people's songs. Yeah. He has been on my Spotify rap since they began it. And he's always one of my top artists, if not the top artist. That's mental. The same, isn't it?
Taylor Swift has been my top artist for 2 years, and I'm not convinced that I agree with that.
I mean, yes, last year, yes.
Yeah, last year went through, you know, some times. Needed her. She was a good companion to me. But this year, not so much.
When did Red come out, Taylor's version?
I think it's because she released Taylor's version.
When did that come out?
Like twice, two Taylor's versions. I don't know. Can't remember. But like, she released two Taylor version albums, so maybe that's why. But my top songs are all like my running songs. So like Dirt Off Your Shoulder by Jay-Z is such a good running song. And that was my number two song because I listen to it when I run. I mean, the thing is as well, I literally haven't been running for like 6 months. Basically, guys, I did a running challenge in January to raise money for Crohn's and Colitis UK. And then I like kept running loads, like too much. And I fractured my foot. Like I got a stress fracture on my foot. And basically I just haven't got back to it yet. But that period of intense running has really skewed my Spotify Wrapped for this year. Because almost all my top songs are like weird running songs that I listen to. And then, yeah. But you guys will like this, I'm sure. You know, they're like two truths and a lie.
Yeah.
One of my truths. The artist I binge listened to the most was Raxu.
I wouldn't expect anything else.
Oh God.
My two truths and a lie, I actually don't know. Britney made my top artist. I'm not surprised by that.
I actually love that.
Britney, it goes Drake, Kid Cudi, Lil Nas X, Victoria Monet, and Britney Spears. None of that is surprising.
Yeah, you always have like much cooler rap than I do. I think my music taste is so eclectic as well. Like, sometimes I'll be like listening to like Jay-Z, and then 2 seconds later, I'll be listening to like classical piano.
Oh, did you do the soundtrack to my movie soundtrack? I absolutely loved my movie soundtrack. So
movie soundtrack.
Yeah, at the beginning, that. It's like if you were the star of your own movie, this is what your soundtrack could be. So my opening credits theme was Best Friend with like Doja Cat and Sweetie. Then my final battle was Oh by the Lindas, the Linda Lindas.
Right.
And then the big game was Man Eater by Nelly Furtado. But I love the Linda Lindas. I love that song. It's such a great song.
Yeah. I mean, I love Spotify Wrapped.
It's so good.
What a good idea from them, let's be honest.
Yeah.
Such a good day. And we got our Spotify Wrapped for Bookish. And we have done, well, at the time, we've done 17 episodes. And we've been listened to in 27 countries, yay! Which is so cool.
Thank you, guys. I have to say, on my Wrapped, our podcast was not the one I listened to the most. Terrible.
To be fair though, like that's probably for the best.
Once we're done, I don't listen again.
Bookish made it into Tom's top podcast because the other podcasts he listens to are like on YouTube, so the only one he listens to on Spotify is us. So his top like topic was literature.
Yes.
And he was like, babe.
mine ended up being Potterless, which I absolutely like. I'm a big fan, as you know. Love Harry Potter. Don't like J.K. Rowling. I'm
going to see The Cursed Child, you know?
Yes.
Sorry.
And then this is my hobby pod, which is also another book breakdown hobby pod thing. Made it on there because I have listened to the episodes of the books that I've read on theirs. And I like that. They're very lovely lady teachers from Minnesota. So if you... Yeah. And they do this thing called like rent free, and it's just the stuff that's living in their head rent free that week. When they break it down, they break down TV programs, etc. So it's really nice if you listen to it. I also listen to Unwaxed with Sophia and Sistine Stallone, which is like Sylvester Stallone's daughters, and one of them also is a big book person. So yeah, and then also to round it off, Scorpio Today, because I have to listen to my horoscopes on Spotify.
Yeah, I follow my horoscopes on Spotify.
So
I got Tom always makes fun of me for like being into my star sign. So in his stocking I got him a little notebook that says Libra on it.
What have you seen on Netflix? I think it's just come out. It's called 20 Somethings Austin. And in the trailer that you can watch, the girl's like, I'm a three air signs, I'm a Libra, whatever the air sign, Aries, blah 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 blah. I am also a math and science like graduate of this university, but she literally opened with, these are my three star signs, like her rising. She's all of her like her rising, her moon, and her whatever sign are all air signs.
Right.
I was like, oh my god.
The thing is though, the description of the Libra on this little notebook that I bought him was literally him. I was like, I don't know how you can't believe in star signs when like this is you. You are a Libra through and through. And I'm a Gemini. So
I got my friend.
And we're compatible. Libras and Geminis are compatible, okay?
I got my friend the what did I get her? I got her a Pisces necklace and the that what do you call it in Secret Santa? And she was just like,
nice.
Who knows me?
Me. Okay, quickly, Netflix, because we've got like 5 minutes.
Well, I'm going to watch that 20 Somethings Austin, because if that's the opening line, I'm all three air signs, then you've got me.
Me too. I've decided.
Netflix, obviously Selling Sunset, which we can actually talk about now. Go.
I don't think the series was that good.
No. I think they're very aware.
I think the first two... I finished it, by the way. I think the first two series are... Or the first however many series there are. This one I just didn't like as much. I feel like... The drama was the same drama the whole series.
Christine didn't need to be in a scene and they were still talking about her. Do you know what I mean? It's like, I don't need Christine to always be the villain. I need to have disruption in this lovely friendship circle that we've got here now. That can't stay the same. Also, not a fan of Emma, but love her dress sense.
Yeah, I mean, I just got a bit bored. Like, I was a bit bored by Mary.
The two new people don't bring anything to it. And when Maya was like, I fly in economy because it's cheaper.
Brilliant. The line of the series.
I took a screenshot.
She was like, I fly in private because it's more convenient. She's like, I fly. Oh, but did you see she lost her baby?
Who, Maya?
Yeah,
oh,
no. At 38 weeks.
Oh, no. Fuck.
I know, absolutely heartbreaking. She put it on Instagram yesterday.
That's horrible.
Oh no, she's
perfect. Poor girl. She's like, she can get away with saying like shady stuff and people and it's to the point. It's true. It's not shady. She's just.
But she's never
tea.
Like. She's not.
She's just telling you how it is.
She's not bitchy. Yeah, she's not bitchy. That's the thing. She's just honest.
She's just reading you.
Yeah.
But I'm really sorry to hear that. I can't have another season where it's all about how Christine's a bad guy and the rest of them are untouchable, because I think actually in that they make themselves look like it's switch reverses, right? So then you've kind of got, well, actually you guys, I don't doubt that Christine's not the best person. She probably isn't.
Yeah.
But also it doesn't look very good when you have a gaggle of girls like going, eh. Against one, I need drama and violence within this group.
Well, there's going to be violence when they when Chriselle and Jason get together.
I loved how they dropped that in subtly as well. Like when Simu Liu comes in and he's like meeting Chriselle, and then Jason looks up and like, how did this even happen?
So excited. I didn't know it was going to be good. I was disappointed.
What comes out today? Selling Tampa.
I'm going to text Georgie immediately, because I was saying to her yesterday, when does that come out? Because that's what we need to watch. So what else have you watched that you loved this year?
Oh, WandaVision.
Oh, yeah, that's brilliant. That was brilliant. I loved that. I actually watched that as well.
They did a very good job of telling a story about someone dealing with grief and maybe going through just having a mental breakdown, going through some mental like dealing with her mental health and dealing with grief. And I think they did it in such a nuanced way, because you don't see that in the big movies. Like, she actually had a lot happen to her, a lot of trauma. Nothing's actually explored, and I think they did it really great. I also think same with Loki. Loki was very good. They set up Kang. He's coming to the MCU, which we all knew anyway.
I watched Shang-Chi, by the way.
Yes.
The other day. I loved it.
Very good, isn't it?
So good. Yeah, very good.
Let me tell you the tea my friend spilled about this guy off camera.
Okay.
Because they work in some.
And also, I would say that Formula One Drive to Survive.
Yes, I'm going to watch this.
Amazing.
You told me. Go on.
Best thing I've seen this year.
Especially because it's like, I watched the first lap. I've watched the first few laps with my friend at work on Sunday about for the championship. And then I came home and then there's Daniel Ricciardo. And then then everyone was losing their minds at the result because you have to explain it to me in F1 terms, but wild.
I don't really understand what happened, to be honest. I like spoke to my brother and I was like, my family actually had an argument in the group chat about it. I was like, not like a proper argument, but like it was really funny. And then my mum was like, I've calmed down now.
So Drive to Survive is your one to watch.
Yeah. I fancy Daniel Ricciardo. I have a pillow with his face on it.
He's beautiful. And also he's Aussie, so
he's lovely. He's a lovely
man.
It
goes hand in hand.
But yeah. But anyway, on that note, we hope you've had a great year and you've enjoyed listening to us, and we'll be back in January.
We will indeed, guys. Merry, happy, merry, happy
Merry holidays. Yay!
Bye.
And that's the app. If you like the episode, please leave us a lovely review, subscribe and share with your friends, and we'll love you forever. Follow us on socials at We Are Bookish Pod. Thanks for listening.